Today's day is the 9th of October. It's about 1:30, and Mark is going to read Luke chapter 2, 28 through 52 today. Luke 2, 28 through 52. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You said Luke
2:28 through the end of the chapter.
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. Then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all thy people. Okay. A light to lighten the Gentiles and glory thy people Israel. Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them all and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. Hallelujah, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through my own soul, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. There is one Anna, a prophetess, a daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her, a servant Virginie, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasts and prayers night and day. She, coming in the instant, gave thanks likewise to the Lord. Amen. Spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. But when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee in their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace and the glory of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. But when he was 12 years old, they went into Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days that returned, the child was tarried behind Jerusalem. And Joseph's mother knew not of it, but they supposed him to have been at the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. They found him not, they turned back to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. All that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. I saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father, And he said to them, How is it that you sought me? Wist you not that I must be about my father's businesses? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor of God and man. Okay. Okay. Here. I'm going to consider this.
Pardon. Pardon.